Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Woo! What are we dishing about today?
Well, Chewy, Chrissy Teigen's wish came true thanks to President Joe Biden.
And you won't believe, honey, how Miss Rihanna celebrated the inauguration.
And Dionne Warwick replies to our dish debate that she inspired.
Okay, Auntie. Oh, excuse me. I mean, Mrs. Warwick, honey. But anyway, Headcrack, let's get loud. What's going down?
Okay, now that the transfer of power is complete, let's take a look at some of the fashions and the memes from the inauguration. Now,
yes.
First up out the gate, we got Senator Bernie Mitten Sanders, who showed up looking like he had other places to be and some things to do. And listen, the meme gang was out there in full force, letting that thing ring. Now, filmmaker New York Nico had Bernie on the subway riding a G-Line.
Love it. Wow.
Then you got podcaster Mike Dennis, and he had Bernie hanging out with the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
You know what? He blends right
so
in.
Funny.
Yo, and it's no secret that Sex and the City needs a new Samantha for the reboot. So Bakes by Jason shared a meme of Bernie replacing and Kim Cattrall sitting with the other ladies.
Yes.
That ain't gonna work because he like, he ain't gonna open them legs for nobody. Mm-mm.
Okay, man. They stay crossed.
So, Lady Gaga sang the national anthem, and of course, she
yes.
killed it. But it wasn't the anthem that got everybody's attention. It was the brooch that stole
right.
the show. Fans compared the brooch to the Mockingjay pin from The Hunger Games. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
The photographer Vic Rincon tweeted, "Someone please tell Lady Gaga that it's okay. He's gone. And we don't need to move forward with the Hunger Games." But Gaga was quick. I love this. Gaga was quick to clarify. She tweeted a close-up picture and she said, "It's a dove carrying an olive branch. May we all make peace with each other." So when you saw it
great
up close,
answer.
You saw the olive branch, which I really like. It was huge.
Beautiful
message.
But I think she didn't get the joke. You know what I'm saying? See, that's the problem sometimes when you in a serious mode and someone online trying to be funny. You ain't know damn well that wasn't the same, bro. She was like, no,
right.
this is what it is.
I thought it was the Always logo.
Oh, for our pants?
Stupid.
Yeah.
And y'all. And 22-year-old Amanda Gorman became the youngest inaugural poet ever. She sported a yellow Prada coat along with the ring and earrings given to her by none other than Oprah Winfrey.
Wow, guys. That's so amazing. First of all, that little Amanda Gorman, when she opened up her mouth, I was like, you know what? I'm doing something wrong with my life. Because this girl, she was so deep. It was so inspirational what she said about being the gift, being the light. Gone, girl.
You think Oprah felt sorry for her because she didn't have no jewelry while she gave her the ring and the earring so she could at least have some kind of accessory?
No.
Oh, that wouldn't work.
You know what? Let Oprah know I ain't got nothing either then. My earring is fake. Can I get some real diamonds?
I second that emotion.
All right. After the inauguration, the party continued with the Celebrating America concert. Demi Lovato sang a gorgeous rendition of Bill Withers' classic hit, Lovely Day. It was an amazing performance, y'all. But some people thought she was using a Zoom background. Check it out, y'all. Is she using a Zoom background?
It did not.
It looked like a Zoom background to me.
But Katy Perry, baby, she wrapped up the night, though, niece, honey, by singing Big Surprise, her hit song, Fireworks Just Lit Up, Honey, in the Sky. So Miss Perry did that.
Oh, my God, y'all.
Perry crushed
it. I don't know about y'all, but when I watched this last night, first of all, when Demi Lovato started singing, I just felt such joy, like just happiness seeing all those different people around America singing the same song.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Katy Perry sang, y'all, I cried like a baby.
Right.
I felt like those fireworks portion of those fireworks like turned me on, like they lit up my life, and it was just like an overwhelming feeling, like them the best fireworks I ever seen, and I seen them on TV.
Well, of course, John Legend also performed during the concert last night, and he sang from his gut. Okay.
Ooh,
amazing.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he? But it was also a great day for his wife Chrissy Teigen. That's right. Early
Teigen.
In the day, Chrissy tweeted
Teigen.
She told y'all years ago to pronounce it Teigen, but okay.
She did.
She told y'all Teigen.
She did? No, she did, for real?
She said Teigen.
Yes, she did.
Now, earlier today, Chrissy tweeted, "Hello, at Joe Biden. I have been blocked by the president for 4 years. Can I get a follow, please?"
What happened?
He actually followed her back. So, Sherry, I wanted to ask you. Now, with her, of course, she has his attention, and she can use her celebrity. What do you think she should do since the president of the United States is currently following her? What should she do?
I think she should use her powers. Maybe Joe Biden could get a tattoo. I would love to see my president
with
a tattoo.
No, Sherry.
No, Sherry.
I'm sure his back ain't the most muscular back. Come on now, don't do that.
His skin look like it's built like sushi paper. It'll just bust right open.
You done put a visual in my head of the president's back. Don't do that. So yesterday, as Americans celebrated a new day, Rihanna was busy helping the Biden administration get rid of some extra rubbish. Now, Riri posted a sexy photo of herself wearing Fenty lingerie and In Racism t-shirt paired with pink kitten heels while taking out the trash with the caption,
okay.
I'm just here to help. Hashtag, we did it, Joe.
Come through, Riri. You know what I love? I love that she has two bags. One for him and one for his wife. Like, that's so proper.
Right.
Like, they don't want to hold hands.
Wow.
So don't put them in the same
trash bag.
Take their ass out in separate bags.
I love it. I ain't never look like this taking out the trash. Usually, I got a t-shirt on with a taco stain on it. I ain't never.
Now, hey, Craig, the shade is definitely real. What would you do if you saw your neighbor dressed like this, taking out the trash?
The problem is, Portia, my neighbor does. And my neighbor's a guy. Shout out to my homie Dave.
Party time.
He's just at a certain point in his life to where, like, he just don't care. He's like Bernie Sanders, but he lives next door to me, and he'll come outside wearing anything.
Wow. Shout out to Dave.
Wow.
You live next to Gary.
Oh, my gosh.
So I bet your psychic friends didn't predict this, y'all. Remember the dish debate, honey, that we had about a white man, honey, calling the legendary Miss Dionne Warwick, honey, auntie on Twitter?
Yes.
Well, a while back,
I remember that.
A black Twitter, honey, came for him.
Yeah, you can't forget that.
Yeah,
I remember.
Baby, we posted the story out on social media, and Miss Dionne, honey, responded to us. Honey, she responded. So, Brad,
wow.
Why don't you just read what Auntie Dee Dee said about the white man calling her auntie, please?
Oh, my God. I would be honored. I sure can. She said, Auntie is okay on here. It's lighthearted, and it comes from a sincere place. In person, it's Ms. Warwick.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Right,
okay. Auntie.
Respect.
A grown woman clap back. That's what
Auntie
she said.
She said, in person, okay? In person is when you call her Miss Warwick, okay?
Put some respect on her name.
You know,
there you go.
And I love that now that she has clarified that people better be extra careful when approaching her out in public, please do not mess up and say auntie. I like that she said that because I feel the same way.
Okay.
Call me Miss Sherry. Call me. Okay. Don't call me auntie because I don't know you in public.
Ew.
So I like that.
Hello.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you don't take it as like being called older. You take it as like a familiar thing.
Okay, it's a familiar thing. And I like it because you're giving me honor. You know, you're giving me honor by calling me auntie. But if you want to do it on social media, that's great. But when you comment me and you say auntie, then I'm like, I don't know you like that.
Much.
I like Miss Sherry.
Right.
Yeah, it's too much.
I never thought about it like
call
that.
Call me Miss Ross, bitch, okay?
Well,
damn. All right, up next, we're going to tell you which child star wanted to be more than friends with Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh.
We'll tell you right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Chewy.
What's up,
and
Heidi
Sherry?
And Frank, what's popping?
Well, here's what's happening. Riverdale star Cole Sprouse, he appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and admitted that as a young actor on Friends, he had the googly eyes for Jennifer Aniston. Please watch video.
I heard that you had a little crush on Jennifer Aniston when you were a kid doing Friends. Is that true?
Yeah, I did. It actually made it quite difficult to work in front of her, I must admit. I was a child. I would stammer a lot and I'd forget my lines.
I remember that. Great show. And he is now 28, I think. She's 51.
That's crazy.
Single. So maybe Cole Sprouse has got a shot now.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if she likes younger men.
Wouldn't that be a little creepy, y'all?
No, I do, Chewy. I always thought that, like, if I'm old enough to be your mom, I would have a problem with it. Or if I've ever changed your diaper, I can't date you.
But as far as like childhood crushes, do you guys want to admit somebody that you, when you were little, had a crush on?
I used to, when I moved to California, I used to sleep outside Michael Jackson's place in Encino on Havenhurst because I had a crush on Michael Jackson. Also, John Amos from Good Times. He played the father. He played James.
Yeah, I like
James
him too.
Evans. I always wanted to go on a date with John Amos. I always had a huge crush on him.
All That's right. a taboo as well because John Amos was the father figure for us all. I mean, you yes. had this weird father figure thing going on, so taboo.
I did. I wanted to call him daddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, there is another celebrity memoir on the shelves. Priyanka Chopra Jonas will release her book entitled Unfinished. She's going to release it next month. And in it, she tells that she was a victim of bullying when she attended American high school.
Wow.
And it was so bad that she ended up just leaving America, getting on a plane and going back to India to finish school. It was bad. Now, here's what she wrote in her book. She said, quote, "I went into a shell. I was like, don't look at me. I just want to be invisible." Can you imagine Priyanka Chopra Jonas wanting to be invisible?
No.
As beautiful as she is?
Wow. Oh, my God.
And can you blame her? Because she said that teenage girls would insult her with insults like brownie, go back to your country, and go back on the elephant you came on as she walked down the hallways. Wow, they were brutal. Teenagers and kids can be brutal, y'all.
I bet you those bullies feel stupid now because she is not invisible, and they got to look at her, and she's absolutely gorgeous, and she married one of the Jonas Brothers. Successful, so that you feel really stupid.
No, her book Unfinished gives me the vibes that, you know, if anybody here on the show has some unfinished business with a bully in the past, do you want to give him a little, like, a little shout out so you can say, hey, look at me now, huh?
Oh,
bully shout out. What you got, Hattie?
Well, I mean, every guy in high school, because I was, I never developed, my boobies never came in. So they called me the ironing board because I was built like a human ironing board, and
they
I just want to say
that
those bullies,
damn.
You know what?
Show them what they're missing.
Look at me now. Look at those boobies
Wish you'd ask me to prom
those fun
now.
Yeah. Now, huh? Baby.
You called her ironing board. Look at all those wrinkles.
Coming up, Wendy Williams says she can forgive but never forget. We will tell you who or what she is talking about after the break.
Dish Nation. Well, as you know, Wendy Williams has gone from giving the hot topics to actually being a hot topic when her ex-husband, Kevin Hunter, got his mistress pregnant, okay?
Hello.
So now some time has passed and, you know, everything has kind of calmed down. Wendy shared with a reporter from ET Canada that she has forgiven her ex, but there's one thing she is just not going to do. Check this out.
Have you met the baby? Have you...
The baby? No, why would I want to meet her? I don't know her. And I don't want to know her.
You don't want to meet her. Okay.
No, she'll want to meet me first, though. Do you know where your father was the night that your mother was giving birth? He was with that lady on TV, Miss Wendy, because he was with me.
She said what she said.
She's
like,
ooh,
oh,
wow. So.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Portia, y'all? Why should she want to see that child? Number one, yes, everybody's going to be, oh, the child innocent. Well, I was in a situation like that in my family. And yes, the child is innocent, but the damn mama not innocent. If the child want to see Wendy or want to be a part of that family, you need to talk to your mama that was whoring around with a married man, okay? Mm. And then there you came. So I'm not mad at Ms.
Williams.
That's
exactly what she said.
And if she decided to stay with Kevin Hunter, it would be a different situation. You would have to meet that child because she's already divorced. There's no reason why you need to meet that child. You're not paying any money to the child. You don't need to see the child. So I completely understand where Wendy is coming from. For me, my son has siblings, so they are a part. His siblings that my ex-husband had with another woman, they are a part of my life. And I think Wendy and Kevin are going to get back together.
Girl, I'm
I think she's
that.
Talking
you know,
about
damn,
him in such a positive
be a damn
light.
Fool to get
I
back
think they
him.
Get back together.
She would
no,
be
ma'am.
Fool no, ma'am. To do that.
Well, moving on. Oregon police are looking for a carjacker who they say stole a car with a child in the back seat. Shame on you. But reportedly, yes, girl, they did, Portia, but reportedly, the mother left the car running while she went into the store. Why do people do this? The carjacker hopped in the car and drove off. But once he realized that there was a child in the back seat, thankfully, he turned around to bring the child back to the mother. Now, I've never heard of that. But hold on, this story even gets crazier. When he came back, he lectured the mama for leaving the baby in the car, and he threatened to call the police on her.
Well, that's just because you're doing crime doesn't mean you don't know good parenting. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it takes a village. I'm glad he said something.
That is a high damn mess. How dare you gonna take my damn that's child, you gonna come back and try to lecture me, you bastard? I'm gonna call the police on you. How dare he? That wasn't cute. Like, he gonna lecture her. You took the call.
But you can't call the police because you did wrong, too. And this is the perfect situation my mom used to talk about. My mom used to be like, I'd be like, Mom, somebody gonna take me. She'd be like, they're gonna bring you right back. So,
Yo, my mom used to tell me that, too.
Run that baby back, honey.
Your mouth, Portia, will get you delivered right back.
They're gonna take me. She said, no, they're gonna bring your ass right back. I ain't worried about you.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, I got a special deal for the ladies, man. It's a Pop Sonic rechargeable LED magnifying makeup mirror. It has a super bright LED light system on it and a 5-time magnification mirror that attaches neatly in the back with an invisible magnet. Now, this LED pedestal makeup mirror is perfect for any makeup application.
Oh, you know what? This is perfect for a glam girl like me. Tell me more.
Well, Portia, this makeup mirror is rechargeable, holding a charge for nearly 8 hours of continuous use, and the base has a storage function to save space and keep your dresser clean.
Ooh, and it comes in zebra, rose gold, and purple. So how much is it, Headcrab?
Well, I hope you're sitting down, because usually this makeup mirror has been seen for as high as $60. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $25.
Ooh, $25?
Yes. Yep. It won't break the bank, man. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Fat Joe and DJ Khaled are working on a joint venture that will probably be not safe for work. We got more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, there's a new celebrity duo in town, y'all, and I'm talking about Fat Joe and DJ Khaled. These two have been friends for a very long time, and get this, the two have come together to create their very own, wait for it, an OnlyFans account. The two of them might be on to something new. Khaled posted this video with the caption, yo, Fat Joe and I are officially bringing the light to OnlyFans. Let's be super clear, we're only here to motivate, inspire, and spread positive vibes only. The light.
They are onto something because we have the cameo where basically you can get a celebrity to leave a message for you.
Right.
This is where, you know, if you want to check in with them, you got Fat Joe and DJ Khaled being your therapist, kind of. It's like, hey, if you can pay so much a month to contact them and get advice from them or get some motivational words, I think it's a great idea.
People have been telling me to start an OnlyFans account, but it's because they only want to see me naked.
Chewy, yeah, when are you going to answer all of my requests? You haven't answered any of them. How many times do I got to tweet you?
You can start OnlyFans together, Cheryl. Let's get it popped.
No, I want to see you. I will pay whatever you going to charge, Chewy.
If I start an OnlyFans account, you're not going to know it's me because I will have a wrestling mask on. I will look like a luchador, and you will not know it's me, y'all.
It's Chewy Libre.
There you go. Chewy.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.